This shouldn't be a thing.
If you find a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from CNBC, Dan Mangan, with the headline that reads, woman pleads guilty to lying about astronaut wife accessing bank account from space station.
Well, folks, have a good day.
A lot to take in with just that headline.
There's a lot of words in that one.
A former Air Force intelligence officer pled guilty to lying to federal authorities by claiming her estranged astronaut wife illegally accessed her bank account while on board the International Space Station. Summer Warden of Kansas was indicted in 2020, which involved her false allegations against Anne McLean, who was in the U.S. Army. Warden, who lives in Kansas, was accused of making false statements about this astronaut to NASA. A former Air Force intelligence officer pled guilty to lying, saying that her estranged astronaut wife illegally accessed her bank account while on the space station for 6 months. Now, that's some international banking.
That's international. I don't think
my bank even does overseas.
You can only find.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do the ISS.
You can only find that with BMO. BMO. Bank everywhere. We're not paid by any banks. I thought it was like she went to like the International Space Station ATM.
And do just they waved. Have one up there?
I'm thinking. I mean, I
love that idea.
Wave their glove over it, and there's like, how much would you like to take out today?
And where would you spend it?
Where would you put it? Honestly, on that suit.
That's true.
Exactly. Just
pockets.
Cash floating through the air.
The claim came at a time when the couple were having a custody battle over their 6-year-old son. The trial was set to begin in Houston, but apparently it has been settled.
Yeah.
The investigation revealed Warden had given her spouse access to her bank records, including logins, at the time of the alleged illegal access from the space station. McLean was preparing for the first all-female spacewalk, which later had to get scrapped because, and I remember this, under the Trump administration, they didn't have enough spacesuits to fit the women.
Audio survey, everybody. Also, can you imagine, like, you're in space? That'd be amazing.
For 6 months.
You could also listen to us in space, by the way. Civic Media app, it's free. Download it today. Listen to us in space. And all of a sudden, you just feel a buzzing in your pocket, and you can't get to your pocket. You're like,
right.
What's going on? It's just someone making a withdrawal on your account.
Is this you?
Is this you? And you're like, my fingerprint won't work with this big chunky glove on.
Yeah, I got to take the gloves off. Apparently, again, this has been settled.
Thank goodness.
No truth to the claims. Warden is still free on bond. She will be sentenced February 12th, making a possible maximum of 5 years in prison.
Dang.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.